Thank you, Madam Chair. My first humble request would be to Netherlands and to Switzerland, please send us, especially Netherlands points, because they were about the particular details which we still can feed into the development of the first stage of the of this background document and everything. If we could receive your feedback in writing, it could very much, well, it's not a formal document, of course, but just the considerations, it could help us to better signal to our partners what we expect from them. On the subject of crowded field of foresights, indeed, I think there is a logical explanation for that, because all the organizations now, not only organizations, we see that the world is changing, and every organization in its own way tries to anticipate how this change will reflect on themselves, on them in particular. So while our chair already said that there can be similar inputs, the outputs for each organization might be different. So I would not be concerned with considering the same set of factors. I'm concerned with how these factors will affect the CEP and the process which we are in. So maybe this is a cross-fertilization rather than the crowded. We can borrow some initial parts from many different documents, because they will be more or less addressing the factors that have to be considered, but the outputs, how they will be affecting our work, will be very tailored to our situation. That's what we hope for. We'll see how it will be developed, of course, but that's an assumption. And also thanks to the EU for supporting the idea of foresight. And we know that there are many, there is quite a work done in this way for the EU. And actually our partners from Cranfield University, they were also referring to some of that. So they know about. Yeah. Thank you. This is what I wanted to say. Again, thank you, Madam Chair. And if there is any other consideration, send to us any of that, whatever you think is or can be relevant to the development of this document. Your opinion is valuable right now. Thank you.